Welcome to Deloitte Global Insights, a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Deloitte Global Insights is an audio news podcast that looks at important cross-border issues that affect the global business community. I'm Stephen Heasley, and I'll be your host for today's program, part of a series examining the 2013 TMT predictions. Each year, the Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited Global Technology, Media, and Telecommunications Group looks at trends for the coming year in its series of predictions. This is the 12th year for predictions, which are compiled from conversations with TMT companies, industry analysts, trade organizations, and Deloitte member firm partners and senior practitioners. Today we'll be listening in on a conversation between Duncan Stewart and Paul Lee. Duncan is director of TMT research for Deloitte Canada and is co-author of TMT Predictions. Paul of Deloitte United Kingdom is also a TMT Predictions co-author and is responsible for the TMT sector within Deloitte Research, Deloitte's dedicated thought leadership group. Today, Duncan and Paul will be discussing the end of strong password-only security. Let's begin with an overview from Duncan.
Deloitte predicts that in 2013, the era of abundant and strong user-generated password protection will more or less come to an end. Up until now, people created passwords, even for high-value applications like banking, secure in the knowledge that they were good enough. In 2013, a variety of tools will mean that good enough will not be good enough, and we could see losses of billions of dollars, and faith in the very security of online transactions could evaporate. Hackers will be able to gain access to our usernames and passwords and crack our accounts, dramatically increasing the vulnerability.
But exactly how would that work? With most accounts that I have, if I enter the wrong password in, three times, then I get locked out.
Well, this is actually a common way of looking at it. That's not what hackers do. They don't have your username and then try, you know, a few million combinations on that, because as you say, it freezes out. But what does happen is that every website that has a password and a username does not, hopefully, store it in clear. They create a file that's encrypted through a technique called hashing, and that hashed file is kept inside the company. Sadly, sometimes those encrypted files make their way outside that company. Hackers gain access to them, but that hashed file is useless to them. It's deeply encrypted. So it's extremely challenging to take a properly hashed file and gain the usernames and the passwords.
But how is it, though, that hackers can crack that hash file?
Let's use one example, a strong password, 8 characters long, uppercase, lowercase, numbers, and symbols. That's 6.1 quadrillion, 10 to the 15th, combinations. How would they do that? Bunch of secrets. People reuse passwords from account to account to account. Average person has about 25 accounts, but only 6 different passwords. Finally, we are really bad at being random. We usually put the capital letter at the beginning of the word. We put the numbers at the end and in sequence. We base them on common words and names, and we don't use the full set of symbols. As a result, there are online dictionaries that hackers can use to try, instead of 6.1 quadrillion combinations, just the most common million or so passwords, and in over 90% of cases, that's enough to gain access to an account.
So that's 90% of cases, but are there any other ways in which hackers can get access to passwords or to hash files?
It isn't just dictionaries. New hardware taking graphics cards, actually, that you would use for high-end computer games, combining a number, 8 to 12 of these graphics cards, means that for $12,000, I could create a device which, instead of taking a year to crack a single 8-character password, could now be done in, true story, 5.5 hours.
So what are the alternatives to us? I mean, can we just have longer passwords? Can I just have a 10-digit password? Because isn't that a lot more secure?
10-digit is quite a bit more secure, although still vulnerable to a dictionary attack. The problem is that getting users to just use longer, truly random passwords isn't going to happen. They just won't do it. As a matter of fact, on mobile devices, many users are going to 4 and 6 number-only passwords because they're easier to type on that small screen. obviously just trying to create stronger passwords is not the answer. So it may be other tools, things like multi-factor authorization, where when I log in on a computer, I get a message to a smartphone that requires me. Physical tokens, maybe using things like our bank cards, which we always know where they are, to authenticate through an NFC phone. There's going to be a lot of different solutions. But the gist of the prediction is the days of short, secure passwords have almost certainly come to an end.
So we're seeing the end of an era in terms of security, but we're seeing the start of a new era. So it's a different way of doing security in 2013.
You've been listening in on a conversation between TMT Predictions co-authors Duncan Stewart and Paul Lee. Duncan, Paul, thank you so much for joining us today on Deloitte Global Insights. And as a reminder to our listeners, you can listen to more podcasts like this, watch videos, engage in social media, and download all of this year's predictions in technology, media, and telecommunications by visiting our website, www.deloitte.com/predictions2013. For more information on Deloitte member firms' involvement in this industry, as well as other industries and service lines, please visit www.deloitte.com/global. You've been listening to Deloitte Global Insights, the program that looks at today's important cross-border business issues. We want to hear from you. Contact us with your feedback or suggestions for future podcast topics, and find Deloitte Global Insights at www.deloitte.com/podcast. This has been a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now. Deloitte refers to one or more of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited, a UK private company limited by guarantee and its network of member firms, each of which is a legally separate and independent entity. Please see www.deloitte.com/about for a detailed description of the legal structure of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its member firms.